Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Either way, let's talk about things a lot more serious, and that is unemployment. But we keep talking about unemployment, and we can do that, right? We can talk because that's our job. We talk and we talk. And Siobhan Redford is an economist, so she studies and she works things out. But can we actually do anything about that? Siobhan, good morning. How are you? Sorry, you've got me on completely on the wrong side of everything this morning. Don't expect a normal discussion here.
Morning. Yeah, I think you maybe can we do anything? There is a lot we can do, but to be honest, circumstances as we look at them right now are particularly challenging. And yes, the new variant isn't helping at all.
Right. Because we do spend, and you and I have spoken a lot about this, looking at the figures, trying to understand it, talking about the balance between helping people through grants and aid, but trying to get them back into the economy and getting them employed. All of that is important stuff, but we actually need to do this.
Absolutely. I think, you know, that, as you said, it's really talking, acknowledgement of the issues. You know, we know this well. But as you say, now we need action to really get things going. I mean, when we look specifically at the third quarter, which is where we have seen yet another record high for unemployment for South Africa, it wasn't, unfortunately, too big a surprise, because we know that the third quarter has been a poor quarter for South Africa from an activity point of view. And you know, you just need to, it feels like it was a very long time ago. And maybe for some a little bit closer, but you know, July, which was the first month of the third quarter, was, I mean, apocalyptic almost. You know, so, you know, we started with, you know, our third wave was peaking at that point. So we had restrictions on movement and activity. We also saw the riots that affected, trade and manufacturing and continue to do so today. And then, you know, just the cherry on the top was the cyber attack on Transnet, which also then affected our ports for about a week, at least. So I mean, that was the start of the third quarter, and so, you know, we have seen weaker activity, which, you know, does translate into to fewer employment opportunities.
That being the case, the speech by the president certainly, as far as my understanding of it is concerned, seems to indicate he doesn't want to curtail anything further and that he needs the economy to go ahead. Did you, as an economist, did you read it in the same way?
Yes. I mean, I think that, you know, any sane leader's first preference at this point is to not have to shut down an economy to slow down things. You know, and you know, and that, you know, he's appealing to obviously South Africans to exercise caution. That rage that we were talking about is definitely not categorized under any version of caution. I think that it's you know, it's really about us taking some responsibility to enable the continuation of as close to normal operation as we can. But you know, at the same time, and I mean, My heart breaks for South Africa's tourist industry right now, because, you know, having just managed to get off the red list of a number of countries and become accessible, you know, we know there were families that were excited to see each other, but you know, it also meant that our tourism industry, which has really and truly been hit hard and continues to lag recovery, was looking forward to seeing a bit of an injection of hard currency, you know, big spenders, because, you know, the rand at any of its levels is, you know, is still makes us cheap as a, you know, as an international travel destination. And now that's all been cancelled.
Yeah, and again, the impact is absolutely enormous. The travel between different provinces, I mean, it doesn't seem like that will be shut down.
Well, I must say, personally, I really hope not, because I have plans to make a brief exit of Gauteng from this coming weekend. But yeah, I think again, it really is about trying to minimize the impact on the economy. And one thing that's really actually interesting and in our favor is that you have seen an uptick in the number of people who are now going for vaccination. So, you know, that vaccination hesitancy that we have seen that has slowed down our vaccination numbers is now starting to increase with the with the announcement of the Omicron. So yesterday in Bloomberg there was actually the numbers that were quoted is that the, you know, 24 hours to kind of yesterday morning saw a 41% increase in the number of vaccinations relative to the Thursday beforehand.
Right, absolutely. Ian says, Helen, please could you ask Siobhan what her views are on mandatory vaccinations from an economist's perspective?
I mean, in many ways, it makes a lot of sense because it does. We know that it reduces transmission. We know it reduces the rate at which people can also kind of catch you know, the disease. We also know it puts less pressure on the healthcare system. And I mean, this is ultimately what we've got to keep an eye on as well. You know, what has led to our lockdowns becoming stricter is typically related to the amount of pressure on our healthcare system. So if you start finding your ICU beds and your high care beds and your, you know, demand for high flow oxygen and ventilators increasing dramatically, then you know, we're put on higher levels of lockdown. But you know, and so vaccinations allow for, you know, less of that demand to happen. And, you know, for all the madness we see in the world with all these big waves that we've seen in the north where there are higher rates of vaccination, the pressure on the hospital system has increased, but it hasn't been anything like it was before. So, I mean, you know, I do realize that there are moral kind of discussions and ethical discussions on these as well.
You don't need to be cautious on this show. I can tell you that. I mean, I can hear you trying to be as sensitive around this as possible. You really don't need to give us your view. We are certainly the discussion that I'm having here with listeners and have been over the last few days is that many of our listeners, of course, are very, very anti any form of mandates, but many of our listeners, including myself, are very much for it. And whether that mandate means that we hold people down and jab them, or it means that you are just unable to go into certain environments if you're not vaccinated, that's really the discussion. But what you're saying is that.
Yeah, I mean, so from an economic point of view, so, you know, there is definitely sense in it because it does just reduce risk, which allows for more economic freedom and which means more economic activity. You know, and yes, you know, how you go around doing that is the difficult part. I would say that, you know, I think that there is probably some benefit in some kind of moral suasion where you say, you know, if you don't get it, you can't do X, Y, and Z. But I mean, yeah, all I can say is I'm very glad I'm not in the position to have to try and make this decision and persuade the various legal eagles out there that it's the right decision.
What is interesting is that those very legal eagles that we have spoken to don't seem to, including the Human Rights Commission, don't seem to actually have a problem with companies and organizations demanding that people are vaccinated in order to be part of it. And we've seen that with Discovery. Their figures have gone up tremendously. They're anticipating by the year end, I think 97% of their employees will be vaccinated because of the mandate. So it definitely does seem to have a positive impact rather than a negative one.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I can't disagree. And you know, I am very pro kind of vaccination, even in my personal life. So you know, for me, you know, it might be coming through kind of my own lens, but you know, I just think that there is an argument for it, especially in a country where we are trying to get, you know, off the red list. It's trying to be, you know, bring people back to South Africa. You know, we need to do everything we can to get our vaccination levels as high as we can, to protect our population, but also to, you know, to really, it will be the best opportunity we have to try and boost our economy, you know, a bit further.
Absolutely right. Siobhan Redford, economist at Rand Merchant Bank, talking about unemployment, combating unemployment, and the impact of vaccines.